Hello, it's Kim here in the podcast tent. It's been busy. It's been really fun. And I got to meet Annika Seibert.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How about you?
I am really, really good and excited. So you're sort of a QR code expert.
I've been dubbed the QR queen. It's not a name I came up with myself. I can guarantee you that. It's just what people call me now.
So explain to those uninitiated folks out there, what is a QR code?
Well, QR stands for quick response. And what it is, if you don't know what a QR code is yet, I'm sure you've seen one, and they're these little black and white square scanner thingies, as some people call them. And they were originally created by the Japanese to track auto parts, but now we're seeing them in marketing.
Oh.
And the reason why I'm at Social Media Camp this weekend is because I really want to share my knowledge on the effective use of a QR code, because they're just being used wrong. And it's perpetuating this myth that QR codes don't work. So I'm here to talk about that.
So, okay, what are some of the things that people should really look into to make that work in their favor?
Well, first of all, one thing that really gets overlooked, and for some reason, it just seems so obvious, that a QR code is actually a mobile technology. So the idea is that you're wanting people to scan your QR code with their handheld device. So you really should be delivering them to mobile optimized content.
Oh.
So you want to make sure that the information that you are giving them is viewable on their mobile device.
Oh.
So that's one thing. Another one is lack of clear purpose and incentive. I just want to shoot myself in the foot every time I just see a QR code posted on a flyer or a direct marketing piece, and there's no explanation to anybody about what they're about to scan or why they're going to scan it.
Okay.
You know, 9 times out of 10 is because it just delivers to their homepage.
Right.
And, you know, that's one thing you could do, but there's so much more you could be doing with the code. You could be providing incentive. If you provide people with incentive, they'll be more inclined to scan it.
Yeah.
So scan here to enter to win a contest, scan here for a discount, and offer them a little something in exchange for scanning your
taking
code.
Taking that time to scan. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. The good things. So anybody can use QR codes within, like, as long as it's useful.
Yeah. Well, that's the point, right? Anybody can actually create a QR code for free. You could go online right now and just Google a QR code generator, and you'll get a half a dozen generators, and you can make yourself your own free QR code.
Mm-hmm.
But what it will lack is a clear intent behind it. A lot of people also don't realize that you can actually measure the results of the scan.
Wow, so good analytics on that.
Exactly. So you could actually turn a piece of paper into a video. Or you could send some ads out there in the world and actually measure which ones are working for you.
So it's all well and good to build a QR code, but you have to have the follow-through. Right?
Yeah.
So that the people who are there actually have something pertinent, interesting, but it means that you actually have to work to make sure that that is a good end result.
Exactly. I mean, a QR code provides you with a direct connection to your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And a QR code also gives you the means to collect almost market research.
Right.
So it's like having analytics installed on your print ads, because in the old days, you would take out a bunch of ads in different publications and just kind of cross your fingers and hope that they were working for you.
Mm-hmm.
But with a QR code, now you can actually see which ads are working for you and which aren't.
So you're with FusionCreative.ca, and you're the lead creative.
Yes.
Presidente. Oh, very
yes.
Neat. And based in Victoria now?
Yes. We're in Vancouver and Victoria, and I'm personally here in Victoria now because I absolutely love it here.
She likes the ferry trips is what you're saying, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you do branding and design. I really, worth checking out. Do you have your Twitter handle?
Yes, it's Fusion Creative, and the A is an 8.
Okay. Fusion Creative. Oh,
yes.
Get it.
Get
it.
A is an 8.
Oh, it took me a little bit. really exciting stuff. And
yeah.
So you were one of the speakers here at Social Media Camp.
I am.
And you probably had a lot of people really, really curious.
I think so, yeah.
So a lot of people who think they knew what they were doing and a lot of people who didn't. And I think you really educated them because you really educated me. And that, I think we've talked for 5 minutes and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we've got to step it up.
There's so much more. There's so much more. You'll have to come and check out my presentation if I've piqued your curiosity at all.
Oh, for sure.
Because that's just a
small
fragment.
They have me tied to the tent, though.
They have you tied to the tent.
I'm going
to
come. We're going to go have lunch. We'll go chat.
Well, we'll have a personal conversation.
We'll do it. this is great. Well, so Annika Siebert, president of Fusion, I knew I was going to do that, at fusioncreative.ca, and about QR codes. And she goes to QR Queen. And really, check her out because you're going to learn a lot. And I think really helpful, informative, doable things that you can do for you yourself and your business, your event, your promotions, whatever it is.
Very low cost as well.
Very low cost. Oh, we love that for our businesses and people out there. So anyway, that's something to check out. And I'm hoping that you do more talks up and down the island.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, this is my first time speaking in public.
Oh, honey, you are going to be... let's talk. We're going to
really
talk some more.
I'm really looking forward to it.
But I do think that if we can teach people more about QR codes, it's going to be really, really beneficial. So thank you so much, Annika. It's Kim here in the podcast tent. And we chatted about QR codes. We'll have more people in the tent soon. Bye. Bye, Annika.
Bye. Thanks, Kim.